This resort was everything. Convenient, modern, and cursed. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town. Our good is everyone else's not very good.
Yeah. Okay. Our good is everyone's, huh?
Yeah. What? No. Do it right or don't do it at all. We're like, no. Do it however it is.
And it will be bad.
It will be bad.
Yeah.
And then we'll wonder why we're not successful.
Exactly.
Okay.
It makes total sense to me. Oh, my goodness.
So we're going to get into some stuff. We're going to get into some, like, you want to talk about some other stuff, right? Before we want to talk about some stuff.
I have something that's important to me. That I want to talk about because it's been like 10 years in the making. I've been in LA for 11 years, right? And I have lived for a couple of those years right outside of the Scientology Celebrity Center. It is the Celebrity Center branch of Scientology. It's right on Franklin, in Franklin Village in Los Angeles.
Right across from UCP, right?
That yes.
One. The one that has like movies that are like, come go see Ghostbusters.
Yeah,
how funky
like,
is that?
We have a bouncy castle today.
Yeah.
Like, so my friend is writing a bunch of pieces. Her name is Sophia Kirscher for LAS. She's writing things on cult brunches. And I get to go with her to these because I helped come up with the concept. I'm rich and famous.
And plus there's like free food, right? So you kind of work that in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, but actually it's expensive. It's $25 for the brunch. But I've heard about this brunch. I feel like I knew people. Do you know people that like got kind of drunk and like went over and tried to get in, or like?
I mean, I know people. Yeah, that kind of like tried to be like edgy and ironic about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So she was like, "I'm going to go do this week," and so for the first time in 11 years, I went to the Scientology.
We do have an episode coming, by the way. This is not just a Scientology plug, I guess.
No,
that's not what this is.
This is not a plug
for Scientology.
For anything.
We do have an episode coming.
Yeah, we're going to talk about an abandoned place.
We're going to talk about an abandoned place. We're going to talk about a place that's
Not abandoned.
Unfortunately.
It's the opposite,
opposite
of abandoned. It's full of people and money.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to the Scientology brunch and we went there together and we were like kind of nervous. And we had like some ground rules and stuff, like code word pizza if we have to leave, you know?
Oh, within each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. With each other. Because we were both like kind of nervous, but also like I think we both like kind of rolled with the punches a little bit and like kept our cool. We have another mutual friend who would have been like, fuck, let's get out of here. You know, like would have lost their shit. But you go in, and we were like, oh, we're here for brunch. And they're like, it's only for Scientologists. And we're like, oh, shit. And then I was like, well, can we take a tour? And they're like, absolutely you can.
Yeah,
and like,
sure.
Four people descended on us. So we met with this woman, like Ashley Irvin. She was like a white woman who was in her mid-20s. And she was so excited to take us on a tour. And we were like, oh, God, well, we get to eat brunch for this for this piece.
It's almost like, you know, the timeshare thing, like, hey, you get this cool thing if you watch this timeshare presentation.
Exactly. So she's like excited to take us on a tour.
You just want an avocado toast.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
Well, the brunch also had like some weird shit on it. So we went in, she's like, oh great, the tour was her taking us into a room, getting all of our information, which if you are ever at a Scientology brunch, you don't give them any information. You lie about everything. You don't, because they will look that shit up. And we actually we were afraid because she sat us down to watch a video while she was like taking her information. And I was like, oh shit, she's checking on my real name or what?
Did you give a real name?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't give a real name or email or anything. Maybe it's somebody's email. I don't know.
They'll find out.
That's right. So then we watched four videos about Scientology, and she kept, and we're in this like really nice like little room. It was like coffee. Excuse me, I'm a little bit sick.
Oh, they got to you.
They got me. They're in my body. And we were watching these videos and it was like, holy shit, like, and like waiting. And she kept playing these videos and we're like, great. And she's like, you have any questions? We're like, oh, not really. And she's like, well, let me do the rest of the tour for you. The tour is also like, it's in this beautiful building, by the way. It's like this gorgeous, immaculate, like 1920s building, but the tour was just us in a, I would say 20-foot space, her showing us giant posters of information about Scientology. So we didn't really get to see any of the building.
Yeah.
And she was like, any questions? She's like, it just changed my
life. Right?
Yeah. A thousand, but also like not. And she was also giving us like weird information about L. Ron Hubbard, or just like, he's the best-selling book about the mind, you know?
Yeah.
And there's all these things like New York Times best-selling author, like L. Ron Hubbard. And she's like, yeah, this is his first book. And we're like, no, it's not. He's a great guy. No, it was not. Yeah. As you learned in a previous episode.
Listen to the JPL and the occult episode we referenced. That's right. Ron Hubbard, yeah.
But she was like really excited. She was like, I came out of my shell. I was so like shy, and Scientology like brought me into this whole new world of being and selfhood. And we're like, okay. And then we're like, wow, we're really hungry. Could we get some food? And she's like, well, we hear your brunch is really good.
And you do have to pay for it either way,
right? Yeah, you have to pay for it. And she's like, well, would you want to take a stress test after the brunch? And we're like, okay. So we get to the brunch. We got there. We made it.
Yeah.
We get to the brunch. And all for all this time, we are never not being watched or like, you know, kind of overseen by somebody. Yeah. So she hands us off to the guy at brunch. Brunch is also in this beautiful part of the Scientology Center. Like beautiful, like little like covered outdoor space. Everything's great. And the food is out. Like it's like a buffet. It's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. There's a lot of cheeses. There's a lot of deviled eggs at brunch. There's a really heavy lasagna plate at brunch.
It's a pretty heavy brunch.
It's a pretty heavy brunch. And it all is like not great. Like it's like nice-ish, but it's not like, they have like salmon, but it's like poorly seasoned. So you're like, oh, great. Like chunky salmon.
You see any celebs?
No. Not even Beck.
Oh, come on.
I know. So we had this brunch. And then, like, we're eating it, and, like, there's all these people there, and they don't seem to be Scientologists. They're just, like, chatting, having a brunch at the Celebrity Center. So I don't know, like, what everyone's story was. This beautiful place, this guy, there's people always all around us and, like, watching us, even taking pictures. People were like, oh, like, do you need a picture? Do you need to help take a picture for you? Or, like, they always want to, like, be involved. Yeah. I never felt like we were, like, doing anything wrong, but they were like, can we get in on this?
Yeah.
And then we were like, oh, we're going to go, you know, like, whatever. So the guy who's been watching this the whole time takes us out. And magically, the woman who gave us the tour is back there. And she's like, you're ready for your stress test?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, we can't. Actually, we, like, brunched for too long and, like, full of... There's no alcohol. There's, like, one tiny, like, tray of alcohol, which, like, it was very weird. I was like, also, all the dishes were really dirty, too, which is kind of gross. And we're like, oh, we can't. She's like, well, just come in. Like, she, like, that's when the pressure started to be put on us. Even though her whole rhetoric was like, no, it's, you get to discover that religion for yourself. Is everyone bored by this? Cool. So then finally, Sophia was like, I don't want to take the stress test. And I was like, I'll do it tomorrow. And she's like, great. So she, like, gets all my information down and says, 10 a.m. tomorrow? And I was like, yep. And she's like, okay, you're sure you don't want to take it down? We're like, no, bye. And we, like, ran out of there.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, did your friend get what she needed for her?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it will be in LAist. I'll put it on our thing. Yeah. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
And references me.
Okay. So that's important.
Yep.
Could have maybe plugged the pod. You know what? You should take the stress test if people would rate and review Ghost Town on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, I'll do anything.
Yeah. I mean, that's
fucking anything.
You know, if maybe she'd wanted to donate to our Patreon.
I know.
Patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Maybe. All right.
Well,
you're here. You survived.
I survived
to do this episode.
To do this episode.
You I got made through picks, all that.
Some good selfies in front of like ham. it was great. I mean, if you can get in and not give them your info, I would do it because it's fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, some people, we're going to talk about something that people, they went and they never made it out, right?
Yeah.
This one, you made it in, and made it out.
I made it out.
Did not make it out.
Yeah, I mean, but they had, you know, like, what do I? It's like,
Yeah. All right. No loss.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, all right. I made it out, made it.
Whatever.
We'll figure it out. This is the Sanzi Resort. And I just.
Very chill name, by the way.
Sanzi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like fucking
chill.
Grab a mimosa at the Sanzi.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, You can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Why not?
It's like, I mean, Vegas had the Sands.
Sands Z.
Yeah,
Taiwan.
This one's Z, yeah.
Taiwan Sands, branch. Yeah. Taiwanese branch that killed people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, but okay, let me just talk about, we're going to put some pictures up on Instagram because it's really bizarre looking. And this is such a testament to Asian technology and architecture where they're like, we're going to make things that look fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And it's going to be amazing.
But maybe like for them, it's like normal.
No, it's progressive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's forward in that like Americans are boring and like don't want to take risks or put money into anything.
Yeah.
So in a way it's like, no, we're going to like try this out. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know, more so than I think architecture, our identities here are like, anyway, they look like, you know, when you're on a Ferris wheel, but it's not like a regular Ferris wheel. They have like those like little.
Oh, like, yeah. It goes goes horizontal.
Yeah. Or it's like everyone's in like a little like capsule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah,
it's like
an
8-person capsule and it kind of like sways and stuff. Yeah. Think about those capsules painted in like 70s chill colors and like dapple down a mountain and like there's slides under them so people can exit them.
Yeah.
Like it's like a fun house.
Also, but it was escaping like a crashed plane.
Yeah.
In a way, right?
Similarly to that.
Okay.
But it's just like these geometric shapes, these like round disc shapes up in the mountains, all kind of clustered together. And then again, slides to your car.
Okay.
I guess.
Yeah.
It's like a interesting, strange. So they, they look like UFOs almost too. Yeah. Like these like derelict UFO. And they're not there anymore.
And this is in Taiwan.
This is in Taiwan.
This is in Taiwan.
Small space in Taiwan in the Sanzi district. That's why it's called the Sanzi Resort.
Okay.
So construction resort in this district began in 1978. Clearly, a lot of like dark avocados, some rich corals. Yeah. You'll see. I love that.
I love that kind of that amusement
palette.
Park. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It's great. It's like, so the fact that people are like
these. It's like Atlantis.
It's like, I know. That color palette is amazing. But just 2 years later, it was just a complete ghost town.
Okay.
Ghost town.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. Do you know? No connection?
Okay,
cool.
Fair. I'll continue.
Yeah.
But it's like in this 2 years, what happened? First of all, a ton of construction got, like the idea that they made most of this in a year and a half, year is insane.
Yeah.
And again, you'll see with the pictures, you'll be like, holy shit. So essentially this district wanted a vacation resort so they could bring in more people, like kind of define themselves a little bit more. It's on the northern coast next to Tamsui. And it was marketed towards U.S. military officers. Taiwan is kind of a big hub. It's in the middle of the ocean. Coming from the first East Asian postings, they want it to be modern, like kind of sexy.
Yeah.
Like Americans, come on down. Like, it's not just about guarding specific places. It's about having fun.
Getting wet.
Yeah, getting a tan.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. Sure.
Splashing around. It seems like there's water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, splashing around in water.
Yeah.
So, like, this is going to be sexy as hell.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah. No.
It's not sexy. First of all, workers began acting strangely, like erratic behavior, staying in sick, whatever. But then they started committing suicide. Like workers that have had no track record of mental illness or like instability or, you know, any conflict started killing themselves. And meanwhile, there was also all of these car accidents around the area.
Related to, or was it just happenstance?
Happenstance.
Oh.
Happenstance.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a good word, huh?
Yep, I think so. So, and I tried to do more research too on like what, like the testimonials, but I could not find. I found like the generalized idea of construction workers killing themselves and acting weird and car accidents. So I didn't get any details beyond that, which also like kind of creepy too. Where it's like you think there'd be a testimonial. People love this shit. We love this shit. Is there an
interest? It's not that long ago. I mean, the late 70s. I mean, maybe they just weren't. I don't know what the record keeping was like, mm-hmm. or, you know, what the news cycle was like, but
that's true. But there's lots of pictures though.
Yeah.
So I thought there'd be more, but there's not. Anyway, so there were a number of really like fatal car accidents happening on the streets nearby, like as construction was happening. So like all this shit was like a death trap and nobody knew why. And so people were kind of hypothesizing why this was occurring. And, like why, and they eventually shut it down after 2 years. They
and was it ever up and running, or was it always under construction?
It was always under construction, never up and running. So people were like, what? Like, yeah. What? Why did all of this occur? And I think, like, you know, I'm sure, like, the Sanzi district was like, nothing, it's fine. Everything's fine. I'm like, no, live here. It's fun. We're fine. We're great. We're fine. But they were, like, figuring out. Anyway, there are more than the details of the deaths are people kind of trying to figure out why this happened. So the first theory is that... there was this big Chinese dragon sculpture on the premises that they had to bisect, like kind of cut in half, and it kind of got destroyed in the bisection of it. And Chinese dragons also in Taiwanese, Chinese, a lot of East Asian culture is good luck. It's power, it's leadership, it's a like kind of this identity beast that holds a lot of weight, holds a lot of power. So they essentially cut in half to try to make this like cute modern thing happen. And so people thought that that was something that kind of cursed the city. Yeah. So they basically chopped up this sculpture to widen. Apparently it's at the beginning, like the resort gates. Another popular theory is that back when the Dutch occupied Taiwan, this is that a bunch of people were buried there. This is a Dutch burial ground. And the Dutch people were like, no.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening here without
Just because we're Dutch doesn't mean we can't come haunt you. No,
just because we make cool modern things and have mild cultural stereotypes doesn't mean that we won't haunt you from the dead from an island that we once occupied.
Yeah.
So those are the two like big ones. But yeah, in 1980, people were like, no thanks. The construction was never finished because the deaths and people just kind of like cleared the fuck out. Nobody's been legally allowed to set foot in the resort since 1980, but it became kind of this tourist attraction, like obviously. Like people like us flock there. And it also has some paranormal activity around it. Basically like strange things have been seen by people who are not supposed to be there. So again, all this stuff is not reported in a very formalized way, but people were like, oh, we're gonna go there now even more because of all this ghost shit.
Yeah.
The buildings were scheduled to be torn down in late 2008 despite not an online petition to retain one of the structures as a museum. They're still really beautiful things. Demolition work on the site began in 2008, and they were going to redevelop. It sat for 20 years.
Wow.
Just hanging out, people creeping around, trying to figure out what's up. People wanted to redevelop this space as, wait for it, a tourist attraction for hotel and beach facilities.
All right.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Full circle, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know what they expected, but by 2010, all the UFO-ish houses had been demolished and the site was in the process of being converted into some kind of commercial seaside something. It hasn't happened yet. But,
okay.
But it's in the process of doing that, and it all happens. So
there's probably
again.
A lot of video or whoever got to sneak in or whatever.
Yeah, there's mostly pictures, honestly.
But
they're very creepy. The overgrowth too, like with all of these things, where it's like something is left for a long time and it gets even more ominous.
Yeah, that's. You know? I want to be there.
You can't.
Oh. All right. What if I ask?
Do you want to buy some real estate on a haunted Dutch burial ground?
Just some.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, we'll see. We'll send some emails.
We'll put some pictures up on our Instagram, which is Ghost Town Pod.
Yeah.
We can always message us and say hello and whatever
say
you want.
Say what's up.
Say what's up. Say hi. What's up? Any suggestions?
You up.
Yeah. You up. Hey, you up. What kind of emoji is that? Cucumber? No,
Eggplant?
Eggplant emoji, yeah.
I don't think you say... Do you do an eggplant emoji next to you up?
I don't do any
that.
Of
really
that. Yeah.
Seals the deal of, like, the you up, I want to fuck you.
Yeah.
But you can just say you up and, like, leave it open to who knows what.
Yeah.
I like sending a you up at, like, a good 3 p.m.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like, it turns it on its head a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you up?
Yeah.
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 Because I always know the answer.
You're right. Yeah.
I always know.
You control the narrative
that's
on that
right.
one. Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. So I want to go to this place.
Yeah.
Taiwan is spooky as hell.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, yay. Listen, we have a Patreon. We're putting more stuff. We have a YouTube channel, which is, I think it's youtube.com. And then it's like that slash and a C and a slash Ghost Town Podcast. I believe that's what it is. We're going to put some video up of some places we're going to explore and check out, kind of expand the world a little bit.
We're going to expand this fucking world.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, our small.
Our small, homogenized existence.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.